celebration of your favorite game shows at Riverwalk Stadium. Each Thursday night game features a free t-shirt along with Thirsty Thursday drink specials. Gates open at 5:30 and shirts will not last long. For more information and to see all 11 shirt designs, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com. Bake 'em!
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
And now a star is born. On June 11th, 1986, the world welcomed little baby Shia LaBeouf. His mother was helped along in the delivery by an amazing motivational speaker.
Do it!
Okay!
Just do it!
Okay!
What are you waiting for?
I don't know!
Do it!
Okay!
Do it!
I can't!
Yes, you can!
Shia LaBeouf, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for
news. Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House votes today on a resolution to go to court to sue Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn to force testimony about the special counsel Mueller report. A vote to hold Barr in criminal contempt of Congress is on hold, with the Justice Department agreeing to turn over
interview notes, first-hand accounts of misconduct, and other critical evidence.
That's House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler. The former Red Sox slugger David Ortiz is back in Boston, hospitalized for treatment after being shot in the Dominican Republic Sunday.
Ortiz suffered liver damage, and doctors had to remove part of his intestine and colon, as well as his gallbladder. According to Ortiz's father, Big Poppy is going to be okay. Ortiz played 14 years with the Boston Red Sox, helping them win the World Series three times in 2004, 7, and 2013.
It's Fox's Phil Keating. One suspect is in custody. Police are looking for another man. This is Fox News.
Are you easily offended?
Yes.
Well, maybe you should take a deep breath and relax. Here's a morning show that can help you with that. Greg Budell, name something that can help people relax.
Embrace the Stooges.
Jay Scott, if people don't relax, what will other people say to them?
You have a disease.
Emily Hayes, some people say they can't relax.
That's ridiculous.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, are you relaxed? And Rich Thomas, you're probably the most relaxed of all.
Sure does explain me.
As a matter of fact, you seem very relaxed right now.
Tomorrow, we'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Thanks, Rich. Now, stand by for 3 Men and a Lady.
This has been a public service announcement on WACV.
Notice how relaxed he sounds?
Not only relaxed, but... So with Rich out of the house for the rest of the week, the question becomes...
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
We'll do our very best. 3 Men and a Lady, yours truly, Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun!
And a big announcement, he said.
All right, so the next name up for our call-in for carrots is Josh Firth. Josh Firth. Call 396-5477, 396-5477, and you can qualify for that one carat forever Mark Diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Frith? Firth. Frith?
Frith.
Josh Frith?
F-R-I-T-H?
Frith? Josh Frith.
Hopefully you heard his name.
Not to be confused with Colin Firth.
No,
that was the Firth thing I thought about.
The first when I saw his name on the sheet of paper, I was like, "Oh, this is going to be a whole Yasmin Bleeth thing."
Yeah,
but yeah, Josh Frith, Josh Frith, 396-5477. Call us before the end of the hour, and you'll be qualified to win that one carat forever Mark Diamond from News Talk and Marguerite's.
at 7:06.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Storms start to thin out over the next couple of days. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix. Can't rule out some isolated pop-up storms later on this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms, I suppose, here and there. A warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s again. Then Thursday and Friday, abundant sunshine. We dry out. High in the mid to upper 80s. We'll be near 90 on Saturday. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
7:07 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I was outside moments ago checking to see if the sun was coming up. And it was, through a cloud of smoke. Let's check traffic when we come back. Guess what?
What, people?
Emily has good news for us, a good news story involving, I guess, a peepaw.
Montgomery Sky Watch rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. We have a lot of traffic on the boulevard, and it's stop and go at most of the intersections. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride still this morning. Be careful and watch the traffic around you there. If you're coming into town on the 31s, we don't see any big delays. There is a large crowd of folks coming out of the Wetumpka area, so be careful around Jasmine Hill Road, the River Bridge, and when you reach the boulevard. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. Representation is made, but the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Yeah, you completely forgot to tell us what's going on with those traffic circles downtown.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Gotcha.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is,
there's a 5-year-old kid in Green Bay who was born with a condition where the arteries in his brain were all twisted up, and he had to have an operation last Wednesday to fix it. Now there's a video of him dancing in the frozen food aisle of a grocery store that has gone viral, because that's what he wanted to do when he got nervous the night before surgery. Apparently his mom shops there late at night when it's empty, and he likes to dance around while she's getting groceries. His grandfather, or Peepaw, flew in from across the country to be there for the surgery, and the little boy wanted him to dance with him. So they got out of bed around midnight, and he went with him and boogied up and down the frozen food aisle. The little boy also needed the left side of his head shaved for surgery, so Peepaw did that too, so they'd have matching haircuts. The best news in this good news story is that the operation was a success. It went better than his doctors had hoped, and they think he won't need any other treatments after this. He's back up on his feet within a couple of days, so I'm sure he'll be heading back to the frozen food aisle to boogie up and down, and that's the good news, y'all.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
What a great story. Thank you, Emily Hayes.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Now, weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news?
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news? Weird
news. News of the weird.
It's too bizarre for stupid news, so I'm putting it here. Since it's at the convenient time of 7-Eleven, why not? There was a story circulating that Kim Jong-un had eliminated one of his high-ranking generals who apparently disagreed with him. And we were able to use our, you know, we have all these dishes and stuff outside of our building here to pull in.
Kim, we pulled the audio in?
Of, well, Kim Jong-un's morning show.
Oh,
They only have one radio station in North Korea, and he does the morning show.
Well, of course, it's prime time.
Yeah, so...
prime time, drive time, y'all.
Here's what we picked up.
Freedom. Hold on a sec. Just had to quickly throw one of my general into piranha fish tank. He don't listen to me. So, America, how it going? Especially with those tests with China. How they working out? Ah, you a terrible country. Caller one, you on air.
Almighty leader, great job killing disobedient general. Please tell us more ways you will kill those who disobey. And can I please have some food?
Silence! Food is for soldiers! How will I kill you? I will strap you face down to sensual massage table. Have Robert Kraft insert his 6th Super Bowl trophy into your end zone.
You're scared?
You should be. America, come visit North Korea. We need more fish food. Goodbye, America. Help!
And there you go. What do you say to that?
That is great radio.
Thank you, Larry King.
All right.
7:13, random facts coming up with Jay. Make sure you have your note-taking devices handy. I don't know why I'm doing this.
What?
It's a super convoluted, expialidocious random facts
intro. Oh, jeez.
It could end up being an epic failure.
If it does, you need to be prepared for that and not throw a fit or a tantrum.
In my case, I need to be prepared.
Because I'm a peepaw.
That was good.
Peepaw, yeah. Prepared. I think we'll be okay.
Are you serious? No headphone throwing, no foot stomping, no sliding the chair back into the file cabinet. If you don't execute it the way that you hope you can. We're going to be big kids today, Greg.
Okay. I think I can jam it in. I got it timed out in my head. You know what happened 14 minutes ago?
What's that?
Well, that's 14 minutes of elapsed time since 7 o'clock, but that's not important. 14 minutes ago, Baumhauers opened their doors at the location at 201 Union in the RSA building for breakfast. And I really hope those of you who love Baumhauers for lunch and dinner and have tried all their great signature dishes will enjoy a breakfast there. Treat yourself one of these days. You're up early. Follow through. Get down to Baumhauers. You can park for free underground so you don't have to worry about spoiling your look for the day because it's all in climate-controlled comfort. And see, you know, one of the things I would tease Bob about, you know, you really kind of design your menu and your the size of your portions based on your appetite, which is substantial. It takes a lot of food to feed a guy that's 6'5 and pushes 300 pounds. So you can count on, and they have a whole different variety of breakfast there with your favorite breakfast meats and traditional things. If you want to do healthy, they got fresh fruit, coffee, juice, etc., and 32 screens that you can have tuned to whatever it is you want to watch. I personally would recommend Quick Pitch with Heidi Watney on the MLB Network for baseball fans. but if you want to, you know, check out news, they'll happily bring it up for you. And that's a beautiful plaza on the east side of the building. So in the morning, it's almost an inspirational place to dine. They have their breakfast bowl series. Those are absolutely worth a look. Treat yourself sometime. Take an hour. You know, get downtown an hour early and enjoy a great breakfast at a leisurely pace at Baumhauer's Victory Grill downtown. Of course, they're open for breakfast from 7 to 10. They close for an hour, come back for lunch from 11 to 2. Monday through Friday at 201 Union in the RSA building. Of course, the Boulevard location opens at 11 for lunch and dinner all day long. And happy hour, by the way, starts on Sunday afternoon at 1, and they have happy hour every day right through Friday. 7:16, we've got your news, and then today's edition of Random Facts. Later on, we'll run down. It's the last day for this week's Food Outlet special.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Monday, three people were killed in a car crash and three others injured on Alabama Highway 55. State troopers say 18-year-old Joseph Worley died when his car collided with an SUV driving in the opposite lane. Two passengers from the SUV, a woman and an 8-year-old, died from their injuries. The driver and two other young children were taken to the hospital. Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law legislation that will require certain sex offenders to be chemically castrated before their parole. It applies to sex offenders convicted of certain crimes involving children younger than 13, and a judge would decide when the medication could be stopped. The bill is expected to take effect later this year. And Governor Kay Ivey is encouraging Alabama voters to approve a constitutional amendment to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. The governor would appoint school board members who would then be confirmed by the state. And those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, we'll call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends for this, your exercises. Oh, repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Judell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm nervous. This is going to be a tough one.
Sunday, it's time to treat them right. Get them some cologne or a brand new tie. Gonna show your daddy how you feel. He helped raise you up, you know the deal. Oh, your father walks around the house in his underwear, it's true. You can tell him that he's special with a hey dad, I love you. You know he's dead, your dad, come on. Oh yeah, he's dead, your dad, you love him. Because he's dead, your dad, you love him. You know, your Father's Day is coming real soon and you want to treat him right, he's dad.
And now,
who's your daddy?
Jay Scott, when it comes to
random.
Woo, look at you.
Woo.
Don't you feel proud? Look at the way you're glowing and smiling so hard.
You get the award for the fastest people on the planet today.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, no, it's good. Good putting all that together. Did you know Colombia was the only Latin American country to send soldiers to aid the United States in the Korean War? They sent 5,100 men in what is or what was known as the 1st Colombian Battalion.
Oh.
Yeah. Did not know that.
Did you know? Although GPS is free for the world to use,
GPS,
it costs $2 million per day to operate. The money comes from American tax revenue.
Well, what a surprise.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I mean,
since America is the nipple on which the rest of the world...
I mean, that's not how I was going to say it.
Well,
but,
let's...
It's essentially what you were going to...
What that face that I made...
Was that...
Conveyed
response?
Was that, you know, it's like we're paying for Netflix and everybody has our password.
Yeah, basically.
Interesting metaphor.
Thanks. See, I didn't have to say nipple.
I did not say nipple for salacious purposes. First of all, if I wanted to do that, I just would have come out and said we are the rest of the world. Back to you.
Moving right along, did you know peanut allergies are caused partly, this is not completely, but they're partly caused by a lack of exposure to peanut products during infancy.
Is okay.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
where's the research on the while they're in the womb thing? Because
I have no idea about that.
My youngest sister just had a baby in February, and she is not a peanut butter fan. She doesn't have an allergy to it or anything like that. She's just not a peanut butter fan, but she made herself eat things with peanut butter in it while she was pregnant. So that...
Yeah, and some of the comments here talk about just take a little bit of some sort of peanut related food.
Yeah, like a Reese's.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily a Reese's, but it may be a little dab of peanut butter or peanut oil or something that's just got a little bit of peanut in it. Give it to the infant. If you see nothing, if you see no response from that, you know, next time give a little bit more, give a little bit more. And at the first sign of any response out of that, that's when you stop. And you know,
go to the doctor
and check on that situation.
Yeah,
and that's with a lot of different things.
I totally agree, and I'll tell you why. None of this stuff. Rich and I were mentioning this yesterday. The things that we just routinely, we never ride helmets, wear helmets, whatever. But you did no brain damage to me. we drank out of garden hoses.
I drank out of a garden hose. I wasn't
That makes me like you even more.
Well, thanks. I mean, I wasn't a special protected kid. We spent the summers on my grandparents' farm. And sometimes it wasn't even the water hose. It was that pump thingy. The well pump.
But it's like peanut allergies. I never heard of them until like 20 or 25 years ago.
I mean, they're legit things, you know.
Makes them swell up.
Yeah, it's bad.
It closes off their esophagus and
they die.
Yeah, cuts off their breathing because of the reaction to it.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's not just breaking out in hives.
It's like getting a bee sting and being allergic to bees. Wait, somebody, is Roz or you? Somebody's allergic to bee stings or something?
No, I just attract them. I remember I got attacked by
the wasp thing last year with his grill, remember?
Yeah, I thought somebody that you knew was allergic
when
to
when we got that guilt trip of I was making you breakfast and almost died because of the wasp. Whoa, is me.
Is that what I did?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Did I come in and pound the wailing wall because...
You were... You had a lot of guilt for us that day.
Food was good, though. Did you know...
Well, you asked why I had all those stingers hanging out of my left arm.
I had I didn't ask anything. You offered it up before I had a chance to say.
Look at all my stingers.
Didn't ask to see those, sir. Put that away. You know, poke an eye out. Did you know the opening title sequence in Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo was made with the use of an 850-pound surplus military computer from World War II?
Wow.
It means that Vertigo was the first movie to introduce CGI to the cinema in 1958.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you know that 30 supernova occur every second somewhere in the observable universe?
Champagne supernova?
Big one.
That's a star exploding.
Yes,
right?
It is. Yeah. Every second one explodes. 30 of them explode every single second.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
Tons. I do that intro every single time. Over on her.
You sound like the penguin when you do that.
Well,
she does. She gets a little. She's got penguin and Pillsbury a couple of times. Sometimes she'll bring out the Pillsbury, which is just a. And then sometimes you get penguin.
When it's a little more sinister.
It's penguin.
It's penguin.
Yeah. It's very Burgess Meredith or whatever.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Did you know Hitchcock's, going back to Hitchcock again, his second movie called The Mountain Eagle is considered a lost film. It means that no prints of the film are known to exist. A film commission calls it the most wanted film in the world, and the British Film Institute is actively searching for it.
Oh, man.
How could there be no prints of a Hitchcock movie?
When was it? It was probably before World War II.
You know, let me look at this up and tell you the Mountain Eagle. Just give me a year. It does not give me a year for some reason.
Well, let me Google it.
Let me now open it.
The Mountain Eagle.
The Mountain Eagle.
1926.
1926.
So it's before World War II.
1926?
Yeah.
That's before talkies.
There's a whole... Yeah. Hello, there's like a whole mountain of stuff that he did. Get it, mountain? The Mountain Eagle? Buh. I'll be my own best friend today. Anyway, which is no different than any other day.
Thinking the same thing.
It probably got, you know, that would be my guess, is that whatever copies were available of it were bombed.
Quite literally. It's possible.
Yeah. Did you know half the world's population, that's about 5 billion people,
listens to this show,
will be nearsighted by the year 2050 if current trends continue? Nearsightedness, or myopia, is a common eye condition determined by the shape of the eye. Lets people see nearby objects clearly, but not distant objects, which appear very blurry, and about half the world's population will be that way come 2050.
Is there a particular cause for that?
Probably screen use, I would think.
Traditions continue. Let me look that up to figure out.
In the meantime, 272-2020 from Montgomery Eye or online MEP.com if you're suffering from that condition.
Let's see.
I would think it was because of the increase in screen usage.
Screens, yeah. You got to wonder if there's
phones, tablets, computers.
Relationship there.
Some health officials have declared the United States and other countries around the world to be in the middle of a myopia epidemic. An international team of researchers analyzed data from 145 earlier studies that involved more than 2.1 million people in countries around the world. They found that the proportion of nearsighted people in the world rose from 22% in 2000 to 28% in 2010. And the proportion with severe nearsightedness rose from 2.7% to 4%. If those continue at their current pace, then 4.8 billion people by 2050 will be nearsighted.
Because of?
The increase in the number of people with myopia is widely considered to be driven by environmental factors, principally lifestyle changes resulting from a combination of decreased time outdoors and increased near work activities.
Screens.
Oh, yeah.
Genetics is likely involved as well.
Oh, genetics.
Did I ever show you the arrow in my eye?
What? There's...
He has an arrow in his eye. He has shown me this.
Yeah, it's if you look... Which one is it?
I don't remember.
I can never remember. But one of my pupils has a dark-shaped arrow pointing down. Wait,
well, I was to see the mic cradle.
Here I come, Emma.
So creepy.
Oh, it's very creepy.
I can't... Now, is it this one?
Yeah.
Yes.
You see it?
Yeah. So creepy the way you just leaned over just... the board like that.
Can you imagine if he was dressed as Pennywise? Something like that. The clown.
Well, I had to.
I know.
Just the way you
did. You didn't move the mic arm at all. Like, you ducked underneath the mic arm to come up over the sneeze guard.
So,
look into my eyes.
This arrow or cross that points down. My mother had one in each eye. What could be the source of that?
Could it be?
I don't think so.
Oh,
the near work activities referred to in the study include reading, computer work, and other activities that require intense visual focus.
Yes.
Many people like to specifically blame the increased time young people spend on computers and mobile phone screens.
That's me.
For the upsurge in myopia. The rise began in the 70s, long before computers and related devices became ubiquitous, however. So, and then not enough time outdoors. As well. So there you go. Some of your reasonings for why half the population is just going to go nearsighted pretty soon. Did you know Dan Aykroyd with his hurricane? I did not know this about him, and I have never seen it, I guess, manifest.
Say it, man. Just say it.
Dan Aykroyd has Tourette's.
Yeah. You didn't know that?
And Asperger's.
Yes.
And was born with webbed toes.
Well, I've never seen his toes.
And two different colored eyes.
Hashtag basomatic.
He also has strange obsessions with law enforcement and ghosts, which is where the idea for Ghostbusters originally came from. But, I never knew he had Tourette's. Asperger's,
I'm not
sure.
You knew he had Asperger's, right?
I think I knew. But Tourette's?
I get that every afternoon between 3 and 6.
No.
And never did I know about the webbed feet, the webbed toes.
Well, it's not like he's just walking around flashing his toes.
I've had that.
Yeah.
It's...
But Tourette's can be...
Not all that rare.
Tourette's can manifest... I don't know if manifest is the right word.
There's different...
But
severe.
Yeah, it's
levels.
Not always the foul language and stuff. I had a friend named Jimmy, and he would just twirl this piece of hair right there at his temple. And it would just, that's whenever his Tourette's like flared up, I guess you say. But.
Did you know the first trampolines were made of walrus skin?
Oh, no, Jay.
Yeah. Did you know a place called, it's Barra Airport, it's Barra, Barra Airport, maybe you've seen this on air disasters, I don't know if any have had taken place there. It is a small domestic airport in Scotland that only has one runway, which is on the beach, and that is only operable at low tide.
I've never seen that on air disasters, but there are some really unusual runways around the world where people come in. You know, like right over people in their bikinis and
yikes.
Yeah. And finally, did you know that a cumulus cloud can weigh up to 1.1 million pounds?
Wow.
And only stay up due to the mass being spread out.
That was going to make it.
You have to scale into that thing to measure that.
But I'm not going to.
And those are all your random facts.
How much does an iHeart cloud weigh?
I held back from saying anything. I held back, but I mean...
I made a living.
You're the veteran.
By not holding back.
All right, I'm going to text Jay what I think the questions...
You guys work on that, because this is the last day for this week's Food Outlet specials, and I need to get these across to our...
Playing the role of Rich Thomas today will be Emily Hayes.
You want your baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby backs. They're on sale at Food Outlet for $2.87 a pound. Baby back ribs. The meat department... You'll save in every department of Food Outlet, dairy, but when you get to the meat department, make some notes, buy what you need, and then go back to the chain grocery store you used to go to and see what they're asking for the exact same USDA meat products. You're going to be stunned. You're going to feel angry. You've been getting ripped off. You've been paying retail prices for meat under the illusion that the big chain store with their buying power is going to give it to you for less. And that is not, repeat, not true. I picked up four packages of chicken tenders this past Sunday morning, and I think the grand total was about $16. The same amount, the same weight of chicken tenders, and they're not even as big as the ones that Food Outlet carries, would have been about $24. You are going to save in every single department. T-Bones, $5.95 through the close of business tonight. 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, so you can serve up some great taters with those T-Bones. $1.73 for a 5-pound bag. So if you win that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, that's 25 pounds of potatoes for under $10. And change left over that you can use to buy yellow corn on the cob at 39 cents each. Wow, and they have all the different colors, too. So do me a favor. Try Food Outlet once and really pay attention to what you're paying there as opposed to what you've been paying, because I think you're going to find yourself making a grocery shopping change that will put a lot of extra money in your pocket. I estimate between $600 and $800 a year, and I'm there every Sunday morning, the one on Coliseum Boulevard, next to the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Danny and that gang out there, wonderful folks. Highway 14 and twice a day, Millbrook. And, of course, on Main Street in the preferred community, just west of Millbrook. And now, let's give away that $10 gift certificate with today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz Question with Quizmaster Jay.
I helped.
Yes, I thought in my head, here's the question I'm going to ask, and then I looked at her text. While she did give me three options, yeah. One of those was the question that I was going to ask. Earlier in Random Facts, we learned a few things about Alfred Hitchcock in Random Facts. I'm looking for the title of the lost film. What was the name of Hitchcock's second movie? It's now considered a lost film. What's the name of it?
All right, that's all we need. 272-9228. 272-9228 if you're listening on the 3 Minute and Lady Sap channel. That's Dos Siete, Dos Nueve, Dos Dos Ocho. 272-9228. First caller with the correct answer will win that gift certificate.
Yay! I want to share what my other suggestion was.
Now or
later?
No. Okay. Don't want to confuse anybody.
Yeah. I'm going to give us phones a chance to light up when we check traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your Tuesday morning traffic, and things are starting to get busy on I-65. We do see our normal slowdown around the downtown area and the river bridges, so be careful if you're coming out of Prattville. If you're on I-85, we don't have any delays this morning. The boulevard is busy, but moving along just fine. We don't see any problems other than slowdowns around the traffic lights, and if you're coming in on the 31s, there's lots of folks rolling with you. Look out around the business district, around Jasmine Hill Road, and the river bridge. Let's be careful as we head on into work and start our Tuesday. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows their own on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, we're going to turn to, not the, turn to Paige, and see if she can give us the correct answer to our pop quiz question. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
Wow.
I am doing great.
She's got enthusiasm and excitement in her voice. Yes, she's awake.
I want what she's having.
Yeah. Paige, do you know the name of Alfred Hitchcock's second film? It's considered a lost film. What is the name of that film?
Yes, sir. It was Mountain Eagle.
That is correct.
Yay!
Wow. Awesome sauce.
Not only are you awake, but you are also right.
That's yes. Right.
And that means time.
I love Alfred Hitchcock, and so when you gave the trivia about him, I was listening very carefully. So
did you know? Awesome. Did you know about that film?
I did not. I did not, so that's awesome.
All right.
I'm very appreciative.
If you're a Hitchcock film fan, one of the things, and I've watched so many of his movies so many times, a lot of his success has to do with the way he lights his scenes, you know?
Yes, sir. Yeah. He was very particular about that.
Yes. And he was great at making nightmares, like the in North by Northwest, the crop duster.
Yes, sir.
Maybe one of the most brilliant examples of something you might have.
Absolutely. I watched that movie over and over.
Yeah, so. And I love the way Cary Grant pulls.
Eva Marie Saint.
Oh,
yeah.
And she is so she is so hot in that movie.
Yeah.
Paige, hang on. All right. Yeah, Eva Marie Saint. She's one of those actresses that that age really well now. Derek.
Yes, sir.
You didn't win.
You want to ask him one of your other ones that you had?
My notes just say Tramp. So.
What?
Well, don't look at me when you say that.
My note says Tramp Walrus Skin.
Derek, here's one of the other questions that Emily sent me a text that you could have checked on your phone.
Trampoline! The trampoline!
Yeah, it was the Walrus Skin trampoline. Yeah.
What year was the Mountain Eagle made?
Peace.
1926, I think.
Good job, you!
Derek, you got to win this one of these days. But Derek, as a consolation prize, did you know there was an artist that had the name Derek and he had a big hit in 1968?
With some dominoes.
I'm sorry, 19.
No, not that Derek. He went by the name Derek. Listen to this. See if you recognize it. I know I heard this one morning on the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. How thou brown cow. Sprinkle a little of this on your toasticles.
Sneaking down your alleyway, knocking on your door. Thought I had enough, but I'm back for more.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon by Derek. I thought I'd pull that up and play that for you just to say thanks for calling.
It's on your driver's license. Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. It doesn't sound like you was particularly impressed, but, you know, I did the best I could.
Yeah, that's all you can do. That's all you can do.
It is 7:43.
What are we going to do now?
We are going to put a quarter in the weather vending machine
and
get us some Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Storms start to thin out over the next couple of days. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix. Can't rule out some isolated pop-up storms later on this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms, I suppose, here and there. A warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s again. Then Thursday and Friday, abundant sunshine. We dry out. High in the mid to upper 80s. We'll be near 90 on Saturday. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey, Rich, you got to do a message here.
Are you kidding me?
No. Go ahead.
Hi, Rich here, talking about our friends at Dillon Rings off the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, a family-owned and operated business since 1993. I went in and visited Josh and Leslie, and I saw some of Josh's amazing custom jewelry creations. I got to know the stories behind them. In fact, people come to Josh and tell their stories about their loved ones, and then Josh takes it to the next level and comes up with some amazing designs that you just got to see. In fact, you can see some of his creations at their Facebook page. And also on their website at dillonrings.com, or better yet, go by and see them in person. Tell Josh your story about your loved one, and he'll come up with an amazing custom creation. And by the way, they can repair all types of jewelry, too. They're dedicated to excellent customer service. Go by and see some of Josh's work in person. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens on Brown Springs Road. Closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday from 10 to 3. Experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
Thanks, Rich, for hanging out and doing that for us.
Cool.
All right, at a quarter to. Now, we have tickets for the
Temptations.
And Four Tops.
Yeah.
We're going to do dinner and a show.
Dinner and a show.
$10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro.
Now, since we prepare for the show.
So well.
Have we decided how we're going to do that? We had a leftover chew the bologna yesterday.
Well, I remember after the show yesterday, someone pouted and said that they wanted to play the bologna game. I really enjoy that game. I want to play the bologna game.
I think we got a pretty good conundrum here, too, but that's... I don't know what the topic is on the bologna
game. You wanted to play the bologna game very badly. You pouted.
Do we know what the topic is? Do you know where the bologna game is?
Yeah, that's the big question. Do you know where it is in the big duffel bag of crap.
Well, that's where it is, the big duffel bag of crap.
I'm not organizing those papers.
It's, yeah, this is pertinent because it involves performers.
Bag is like an unorganized Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Just pull anything out of there.
It's about true. The truth of bloating on the youngest person to accomplish certain things. The youngest solo artist, the youngest person to play in a Super Bowl, the youngest person to get their own radio show, youngest person to ever win an Oscar, the youngest golfer. So, but not all the statements are true. Some are, some aren't.
I think you hang on to that, or at least give that to me and I hang on to it. And I think when we come to a time when there's like a split decision on this, or just one of those where it's like, you know, it's none of those are good. Then I'm hanging on to that truth or baloney for you.
And he won't lose it, no offense.
Well,
he has less papers to keep up with, Greg.
So we're going to do this conundrum that you selected today.
If that's what you would like to do, you ultimately make the decision.
I think it's a tough one.
Well, I think we'll get a lot of calls on it.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah. So, but we'll let people start thinking about it now.
Uh-huh.
Studies have shown that about 1 in 3 Americans have more than one of these. So that's the direction we're going to go in.
Toes.
Give it some thought. And
we'll be good. It's a good answer. It's just not the one
Fox we need. Business at, at 7:48 here on The Silly Show.
From the Fox Business Network, small business owners are feeling better about the economy. The National Federation of Independent Business says its reading in May rose to the highest level since February of last year. Small business owners' expectations for sales, business conditions, and expansion all rose. Two popular photo sites are being sold. Private equity firm Apollo Global Management is buying both Shutterfly and Snapfish. Shutterfly is valued at $1.7 billion, Snapfish at $300 million. Apollo plans to combine the two services. There's encouraging news for people who like to wear Crocs. The footwear company says it does not expect to see a material adverse impact on its business from proposed footwear tariffs on imports from China. The company says it has a globally diversified sourcing base, meaning it makes Crocs in multiple countries. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at forhims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to forhims.com/Chris. That's forhims.com/Chris.
June 11th is National German Chocolate Cake Day. And to celebrate, I'm going to put on my lederhosen and bake a delicious German chocolate cake with sauerkraut frosting. Wunderbar!
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with The Temptations. And also starring The Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and The Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
District 74 does have a choice. Tobias Grant, a new name, a new voice. Tobias Grant, born and raised in Montgomery County, a University of Alabama graduate, a retired United States Army officer, and former NCO who served in Afghanistan.
I'm Tobias Grant. I want to unify and grow this district, and I need your vote this Tuesday, June 11th, to make that possible.
District 74 does have a choice. Tobias Grant. A new name, a new voice. Tobias Grant. Pay political ad by friends to elect Tobias Grant. District 74, P.O. Box 3393, Montgomery, 36109.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I think you should buy your dad a gift that's not lame.
TV, it is 7:52. All right, this is great. We have tickets to see the Four Tops and the Temptations.
Yes.
The catalog of hits between these two bands, that should be 3 hours of nonstop number one songs. And I've seen the Temptations. One of the first concerts I ever went to. And the original band, because some of their members have passed, but they were singing these high-energy songs while they were doing moves on stage, literally leaping over each other.
Yeah.
Acrobatically, it was one of the most incredible performances I've ever seen. Physically, I think that next to Elton John, watching him in the early 70s, was some of the physical stunts he did while performing. Pretty incredible. And they were playing at the Medina Temple in Chicago. And that happened to be the same place I graduated high school from.
Oh.
You know what those tickets cost?
$2.
People, was it $3.50 each?
I was close without going over. I
went for the good stuff. Yeah.
But also, in addition to the tickets to the show at the Impact.
Yes.
The winner of the conundrum will also receive a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro. Thus making it a dinner and a show package.
Would you do me a favor? Tell us a little bit about the Seafood Bistro so we can whoop the audience.
I guess I could.
Because here's the question. You can start calling while Emily is telling you about the Seafood Bistro. Studies have shown that about 1 in 3 Americans have more than one of these. This would be considered a luxury of sorts. Not maybe a luxury, but most of us only, I know I only have one.
Yes.
But 1 in 3 have 2.
Or more.
Yeah. 272-9228 is our number.
In the meantime, let me tell you about the Seafood Bistro. Jay, you're more than welcome to talk about it with me until somebody calls in. But
so far, no distractions at all.
Yeah. You know what we haven't talked about at the Seafood Bistro in a hot minute? We've talked about the fried green tomatoes coming on board, the appetizers, that's on the specials board. But what we haven't talked about are the corn nuggets, the crab claws, the bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers, the Cajun bacon cheddar fries. That's just in the appetizer round, my friends. The Seafood Bistro has it all. If you're on the healthier side of things, you can get fresh salads with fried or grilled things like snapper and whitefish and mahi-mahi. You can also do shrimp and grits or the New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp, which is oh so tasty. I swear by the gumbo. Jay loves the red beans and rice. There's something for even the pickiest of eaters at the Seafood Bistro. So go check them out online, theseafoodbistro.com. You have to have the in there. 1651 Perry Hill Road to dine in or to pick up your food if you called it in ahead of time at 279-7500. And if you're stuck at the office for lunch or maybe you're working late and you need some food that doesn't come out of a vending machine, you can utilize the local delivery apps to bring the Seafood Bistro to you.
Those fried green tomatoes are the
mighty
best
tasty
I've ever tried. And the sauce he came up with to dip them in, just unbelievable. All right, so we have some action here at 7:56. Again, studies have shown that about a third of Americans have more than one of these. And we're going to start with Hard Shell.
News Talk, who's this?
Good morning, everyone.
How you doing?
Good morning.
News Talk, who's
doing well, doing well. I'm going to guess automobiles.
One in three Americans have more than one automobile. The answer is not the one we need, but it's a good
guess.
That's
a really good guess.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Hard Show. Let's go to, is this Tommy or Tammy?
Tammy.
Well, it was Tammy.
Well.
No!
Come back, Tammy. Tammy number one or Tammy number two?
We used to have a regular Tammy caller years ago, and we called her Tammy.
Parks and Rec.
Here's James.
Yes, I will guess life insurance policy.
Ah.
More than one life insurance policy is not the, but a good guess. Again, excellent.
Very good guess.
And you can get that through McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, by the way. Life insurance policies that customs to your potential needs. I'm just mentioning that because that's where I got mine. Eric.
Hola.
Hola, Eric.
How about computers?
Now that I have more than one. Get me computers. Is not it? Good guess.
It's a good guess.
Gotcha.
And the next name I see is...
Alan! Alan! Alan!
Hello, Alan.
Yes, I'm going to guess refrigerator/freezer.
I like that guess a lot. More than one refrigerator/freezer is... Not it, but boy, that was a good guess.
Those were all really good.
And you know what? His was the best guess so far.
Yes.
We got a little bit warmer with that one. Again, tickets to the Four Tops and Temptations, 272-9228 for the correct answer to this conundrum. Studies show that about a third of Americans have more than one of these. And our Mr. Multiple Refrigerator Freezer, best guess so far. Kind of. We're getting warmer very slowly. 272-9228. While we're waiting for the lines to refill, a quick perusal of that special category of cars at Jack Ingram. Now, anything in their signature pre-owned inventory with their name on the back is a car that has met the highest standards for resale. The vast majority within their family of dealerships of cars they take in trade go to auction. Very select few qualify to earn their way onto this lot of distinguished, high quality, great name cars. You got somebody heading off to college or a new driver, Volkswagen, you can't go wrong there because of their safety features and durability. 2012 Jetta TDI, beautiful condition, only 61,000 miles, and that is under 10. In fact, there's a couple of those Jettas under 10. Three 2012 Jettas, all under 10, and a 2011. You can save a little more on that. So you got five different choices in the Volkswagen category. There's a 2000.